Well, good Friday morning. It's John Doyle, and today's title is Critical Recovery Lesson Number 5 from a Former Sex Addict. If I were to add up all of the people that get my daily emails of encouragement, all of the men that are in 180 online support teams, and all of the men who are in 180 ministries in the 7 local churches that are using our program, I figure there's about 2,300 people in 54 different countries around the world. I am so excited about how God is growing this ministry, but I also realize this is just a drop in the bucket if you consider the millions of Christian brothers and sisters who are struggling. By the way, if you're a woman who struggles, we are slowly building a support group for you, and I hope you will email me about how you can be a part of that as well. The 5th critical lesson of recovery is all about ending the isolation you're in and finding a team of others you can connect with to help you with weekly accountability and even daily support. So the 5th critical recovery lesson is this: recovery happens in community. Christians are never meant to live in isolation. When we're isolating ourselves, we're very vulnerable to being defeated by our own sinful nature, the fallen world in which we live, and the demonic powers that are working against us. Sinful behavior patterns develop, and we feel deep shame over them. We have made foolish choices and have done sinful things so many times that we believe we cannot tell anyone. We have become entangled in the sin that so easily entangles us, and we lose hope of ever being able to recover. I know, I lived that way for 8 years. But listen, this is not true. But we're going to have to get help from somewhere. What if I said to you, Jesus is not enough? Now, of course, he can be and is always able to do anything, even the miraculous. However, his word clearly teaches us that we as Christians need to be connected to one another if we're going to survive. James tells us to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another, and we will be healed. Paul writes in Galatians 6 that we're to come alongside one another and bear one another's burdens, and in doing so, fulfill the law of Christ. Jesus himself gathered around him 12 disciples, and there were other people as well, with whom he lived 24/7 for his 3.5 years of ministry, except when he would get up early and go off alone and be with his Father. Paul the Apostle, he didn't go alone. He traveled with companions who included people like Luke and Barnabas and Mark. We read in Acts chapter 2 that the very first believers in Jerusalem met together every day in the temple courts and broke bread together in one another's homes and gave to anyone who had a need. Because I learned firsthand the value of having a community in my own recovery, I have developed online support teams, or OSTs, for anyone in the world who wants to be connected to other believers for accountability and daily support. There are people in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, the UK, Germany, Sweden, Argentina, India, and even Rwanda, who are all connected in these online support teams. Many people have shared with me that they've tried to have accountability partners, but the other people didn't really know how to do it. And so eventually they felt let down and the accountability deteriorated. That's because most people don't know how deep this struggle is and how hard it is to find freedom. Listen, at 180, we have 9 online support teams, and I'm always willing to start more. When you're on a team, you have access to the 25 videos that I have written and produced, as well as having the companion workbook. I will teach you the most important information you need to know in order to recover. Each member of each team then watches the video of that week before the meeting. Then in the meeting, we talk about the content and how to apply it, and then we tell the truth to one another without any condemnation, and we end by praying for one another, just like James tells us to do. Listen, there are some costs involved, but I have vowed to the Lord that I will not let anyone not have access to the materials and the help of being on a team simply because they cannot afford it. So both of the costs, there's a little monthly cost and we ask for something for the videos, but those costs are negotiable. And I will only ask that you pay what you can honestly afford. Yeah, it's a bad business plan, but listen, 180 is not a business, we're a ministry. And I want to help every person that reaches out. So would you reach out to me if you would like to join one of our online support teams? And we will get the details worked out so that you can begin to recover in a community and escape the peril of isolation. God bless you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Let me know and we'll get you on a support team. You can reach out by my email, doyle@me.com, doyle@me.com. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Goodbye.